Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everywhere you are watching from. Here with us is Zainab Ramadanis. She will be talking about gender performance in OSM mapping. Does it really matter? She has done a research using OSM chair, and I think her research is quite interesting, and it is talking about the behavioral differences in the community. So I think we can use this, what all her findings, to formulate community policies for the future. So I could hand this to her.
Hello, thank you for being here today. I'm Zainab from Humanitarian Open Citymap Team Indonesia. I'm here today to talk to you about gender performance in OSM mapping. Does it matter? You know, many people assume women are bad at spatial skills, for example, to determine directions. Some of us may be a little bit confused to say which is the left side and which is the right side. When our brain is thinking this one is the left side, but unconsciously, we say this one is the right side. And because of that, some of our male friends conclude that we can't distinguish the directions. Maybe some of us are wondering, why in some communities male mappers dominate more than female mappers? And are there differences in objects mapped by male and female? So according to OSM chart statistics, which gender has better statistics, female or male mappers? According to some psychology research, men and women's brains are wired differently. It affects their behavior as well, and some of those differences can easy to see from men are better at modern and spatial skills, fact and logic, they tend to use their logic rather than feeling. Also determine position from directions and distance. They can distinguish the point of compass easily than women, and higher percentage of white matter. So what about women? Women are better at verbal abilities and strong memory. Most of the toddler girls are able to speak faster than boys. Also, when we are arguing with women, they can easily remember the past. And intuition and emotions, most women are more sensitive. Determine positions from landmarks. They remember the landmarks easily than directions or point of compass. For instance, when someone asks me where's the certain place, I tend to mention a specific place like bank or market rather than directions or distance. And higher percentage of gray matter. To answer the problems that I've mentioned before, I did online surveys with 66 participants, including 35 men and 31 women. 24 from 35 men mappers are active contributors, and they spend 4 years and amount of time virtually and creating more 4,000 chain sets averagely. Moreover, 21 from 31 female mappers are active users and spend time averagely 2 years and 9 months and creating more than 5,000 chain sets. And based on how did you contribute in OSM website, active user means someone who has edited the project in any 3 calendar months from the last 1 year and has maintained a valid email to a request to vote within 3 weeks. Furthermore, from correspondent online surveys, I create statistic data, use OSM chart, and how did you contribute to OpenStreetMap or HDYC. Using this website, I obtain 5 categories. First, object mapping, to see which object that they created most. Second, created nodes, to know average nodes, the highest and the lowest. Third, created ways, to figure which gender that created ways more. Fourth, total chain sets. Like I've said before, the temporary chain sets, also the highest and the lowest. And the last, time frequency, which gender that uses OSM more often. Firstly, from women's data, we can see 84% members are mapping highway with 34,000 highway chain sets effortlessly that created by the woman. Next, for created nodes, the average number is more than 600,000, with the lowest nodes is 150 and the highest nodes almost reach 2 million nodes. And next, for created ways, the average number shows almost 300,000 ways, with the lowest ways is 17 and the highest is 289,000. Then for the chances, the number of average is more than 5,000, with the lowest chances is 19 and the highest chances is 18,000. And the last categories is time frequency. For time frequency, it shows three kinds of times. First, almost every day. Second, occasionally. And third, sometimes. The blue one is almost every day with 42%. It means 42% of women are using OSM more than 4 days in a week. And the red one is occasionally with the same number as almost every day, 42%. This means 42% of women are mapping few times in a year. And the last is the yellow one is sometimes, with 16% women mappers who contribute in OSM for one or two times in a month. In fact, 40% of women mappers are paid mappers. They are currently doing a certain project, so they are using OSM almost every day. Secondly, it is men's data. As we can see from the screen, 86% of male mappers are mapping highway with 13,000 highway chances averagely. Next, created nodes. It shows almost 500,000 nodes in average number, with 340 nodes as the lowest number of created nodes and 1.6 million as the highest number of created nodes. Then the created ways. The created ways, it shows a fresh number, 85,000 ways, with 11 ways as the lowest and almost 300,000 as the highest created ways. Next, the chances. The number of average chances shows more 4,000 chances, with 20 chances as the lowest and more 5,000 as the highest created chances by the main mappers. And next, for the last statistic categories, it's time frequency. There are five kinds of times, which is more variation than women's. There are occasionally, sometimes, almost every day, twice in a month, and once in a week. First, the blue one is occasionally with 34%. It's the highest time. And second is sometimes with red color with 26%. And the third is almost every day with the same number as the sometimes, and it shows by yellow color. And the fourth is 11% of once in a week with orange color. And the last is the lowest percentage, is twice in a month with green color. In this case, 25% men participants are paid mappers. Like the woman mappers I've mentioned before, so they are mapping in OSM almost every day. However, the time frequency by men mappers are more variative because 70% of them are unpaid mappers, which means they only do mapping in their spare time. It can be once in a week, twice in a month, or etc. Next is discussion. First, male mappers are using OSM longer than female mappers. It's shown by the statistic data. Their average time is more 4 years. Also, men dominate voluntary geographic information. This is confirmed by Cabinary in 2016, who states that the neo-geographic revolution requires not only the possession of suitable technology, for instance, a smartphone, but also the capability and skills to capture location, hear the resulting information, and importantly, shot in on a map. Next, the second, OSM users are dominated by men. 35 from 66 mappers are men. It bets on online surveys. Next, third, it's a myth female are worse in spatial skills. In fact, statistics shown women mappers created more nodes and ways. Also, the number of chances. And the last is, more than women do smoothing in line objects like highways, waterways, and etc. Also, like the first problem on early presentations, I said male members dominate more than female members in some communities. To the contrary, in hot Indonesia, 19 from 30 members are female. As the third point of discussion, this amid female awards are in special skill. In fact, women dominate in geographic community with mapping as their main job, and the map that created by them is as good as men do. Next, these are few samples of how women and men do the mapping. On the first row, it's done by women, and the second row by men. As you can see, the woman's map is more detailed than men. They created more nodes, particularly in curved ways. The women tend to do smoothing more than men. On the other hand, men do less smoothing but digitization all the objects. In men's view, smoothing is not essential as long as they are digitizing the whole object with tech properly. Otherwise, in women's view, smoothing is very important after the tagging object. Some of them say it's pleasing their eyes. Next, on this slide, we can see the distinction what men do and what women do clearly. On the left one, this mapper created fewer nodes in curve ways. So in the OSM map on the below, the curve way looks kinda short. However, on the right one, this mapper created many nodes in turn way, and as a result, it looks smoother in OSM map. It is easier to find the user is do smoothing or not with curve digitizing like this. If the user created many nodes on the curve, it means the user do smoothing. And based on the OSM Java visual map, female mappers doing this more than men. Fortunately, in OSM map, there are not many differences between this digitizing with smoothing and not smoothing, like you can see from this slide. Next, the conclusion. First, women are better at attention more on details. They have more processing power for details, proven by smoothing the digitization frequently than men do, even though it needs more times. Second, more aesthetic or creative disciplines. They tend to do anything neatly for pleasing themselves, like do smoothing in ways. Third, can differently much color better than men because they have better visual system to between colors more finely, and it is very useful in mapping and spatial skills, especially cartographic. The last, able to do multitask. They can do mapping and other jobs at the same time. And for the men, they have better spatial skills. They can distinguish the direction precisely, also being OSM mapper longer than women. Second, more dominance in computing and technology. According to collegeatlas.org, engineering and math degree in top 10 most popular by male. And third, men value pay, power, and benefits. In this case, only few of them are doing smooth digitization because it's necessary more times, and they think it's not that efficient. The last have better focus. They're better at performing on single tasks, so they no need to divide their focus. In conclusion, when one gender makes the majority of decision about what information makes it into a map, and yet the users are not just one gender. However, a good map is when it offers varying perspective and detailed information. Both men and women have the chance to mapping in OSM to make a better map that could be accessed by the public. Both can complete each other with their flaws and exists. Also, inclusive map must involve the local community regardless of their background, education, economic level, ethnicity, religion, race, and intergeneration. And thank you all for being here today and taking the time to patiently listen to what I have to say. I wish you all have a blessed day. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so
wonderful.
Much.
Well, go ahead, Trudy.
I was saying that. Thank you so much. I hand over to Heather, my co-host.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm happy to have this conversation with Trudy. And Zeynep, thank you so much for the research. more and more over the years, and I posted some links into the pad around research that people have done about gender diversity in OpenStreetMap. And it's really telling that the data set is only as good as the people who contribute, meaning that we do need to have a whole world map. And so I appreciated your last comments on that. So there are some questions in the pad. And so for those of you who have not asked questions in the pad yet, I certainly encourage you to do that. And for Zineb, here we go. There are a few here. So the first question is, how can you measure men? And how do you know if an OSM contributor is a man or a woman? So how do you identify that? Yes, okay, please go ahead.
Like I've mentioned before in my presentation, I was doing online surveys using Google Forms. So on this question, I asked which is the gender and username, so I can identify which is man and which is woman.
Wonderful. And as you know, when you sign up for OpenStreetMap, your user profile does not have a category for gender. So you had to do a workaround in order to be able to get that data. And that's important, right? Just to say that how do you know about diversity without having it in our main system kind of data set around the users? Okay. The next question, and there's quite a few here. So look at that. I was asking for questions and there's lots now. So take a deep breath, Zineb. What is the percentage of paid mappers in terms of contribution? And what is their retention once the project is done? So were you able to discern that that level of detail about in your surveys?
So apparently in my experience, unpaid and paid mappers are not much different. So for the paid mappers, some of them have certain goals. So they have aligned the map with the imagery and doing the mapping more like details than the unpaid mappers. But like I have said before on my presentation, the point is how the man and the woman doing the mapping in OSM, and I got the woman doing smoothing more frequently than the men do. And I've researched about the men mappers, the unpaid and paid mappers, so and also the woman, there are no difference. Like also the paid mappers, the paid woman mappers doing the smoothing more than men do because the woman, as on me, feels like the details and the need is pick this essential for pleasing my eyes or the other woman.
And when you looked at the data, did you see what percentage of the women that you met or talked about, what percentage of them were paid and volunteer? Was there a difference? Because of your sample. So you have a sample based on gender. And did you break it down further to percentage of volunteer and paid?
Oh, yeah, I have a few samples in. In my presentation.
Okay.
In my presentation, the first row is man, this is woman, and the second row is man, and it's quite different from the notes that created by men and the created by the men do. And I think from the woman, there are a lot of created notes rather than the men, so it's like more details. And it's also work when I see the unpaid members, the woman unpaid members.
Was there a difference between how men and women had access to technology and training? So you notice a difference in what they map and how they map and in their survey, but was there something about the access to technology and training that was different? You said that in your conclusion as well, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Technology.
So the question was, for the women and men that you interviewed, was there a difference between the technology and training access? Did they have equal training and technology, or was it different?
Apparently, in my question on the online surveys, I didn't ask about the technology. So, but according to my article that I researched, that I read about psychological in brand and men, brand men and woman behavior, they say the men love to use technology than women. So in my according my experience, women are not so interested in technology that men do most of women. But so that's why I said the men are better in technology. And also like the department that mostly by men doing like engineering and math, there are a lot of men, but just a few of women.
Okay. And so I think somebody asked this question, but it might be related, and I think we might have answered it. So I'm just going to clarify. So the way that you were able to identify the gender in your analysis is people self-identify their gender with you, right? In the survey that you do, is that correct? Yeah. So you don't get it from their, okay, perfect. Okay, so we've answered that question. Really happy to see all these questions here, and I'll try and give Zeneb a minute to breathe. Do you think there's a danger, and this is from Gregory, thanks Gregory, do you think there's a danger that mappers that some mappers avoid telling their gender or setting a name that identifies as gender because they do not want to have that conversation around men and women mapping differently? So do you think that that changes how people identify? So people identified from their usernames in that, but do you feel that that there's a danger in how people identify in terms of gender?
I think it is like, in fact, many people are not judging like the gender. Like many in my environment, many of my male friends are judging me because I'm female and I'm doing this job as a geographer, and they're like mocking me like I'm bad at determining the direction. So because it is like a really wise if YSM doesn't unnecessary to put the gender on the profile, so the people not need to guess which is the gender or which is the book mapper that made from man or woman.
Yeah, I like to say that every contribution is a gift, Zeneb, and I think that, you know, we need to recognize that, and it's hard that that kind of comment could potentially deter somebody from being part of OpenStreetMap or any other technology community. Okay, more questions. Take a deep breath. Okay. Are there more differences between individual men and individual women versus the averages? So did you notice the nuances in the data? So you have these two data sets between people who self-identified as male in the survey and the people who self-identified as female in the survey. Was there differences between any outliers of the data? Was it all pretty standard, cut and dry? Do you follow?
Okay. Apparently, based on my research, there is like some sample. There is no show the difference between men, individual men, and individual women. I also found a woman do mapping like the men do, and also the men like created notes like really detailed like the women do. So it is really difficult to differences, to distinguish which is the individual men do and individual woman do, because there is no like clear differences between the individual, but we can see from the difference and between the group man and the group woman.
Wonderful. And you are going to publish your slides somewhere so that people can look at them. Are you going to make an OSM diary with your slides?
Okay, I can do it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you. And Kyle, how much more time do we have? And Kyle's our wonderful tech person who's been with Trudy and I all morning. We do have stacks of questions here, and I just want to make sure that I'm doing a time check to honor people's time.
We've got another 10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right. Take another deep breath, Zeneb. Trudy, did you want to do some of these questions with me?
Okay.
Over to Trudy.
She has already said she's going to publish the research in OSM diary. I won't ask. Rosie wanted to add.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, how
do you compute smoothness? Is it something qualitative or some metrics?
It's something like qualitative, but from the OSM HDYC, we cannot see the smoothing map. But from OSM Charter, there is a simple map feature that we can see the differences between the man and woman do. And there is clearly we can see the clearly from the curve. And apparently, women do the created knots more than women on the curve.
This question is quite coming up a lot, so I'm trying to rephrase it. Like, people are making it in the comment section. I think it's quite also interesting for me to know. Yeah, about when you are did you engage also with the transgender? Although it's not like the transgender, or did you also interact with those even who don't know yet, who have not yet decided about their gender?
Okay, it's such a wonderful question. So I've read about the research, psychology research by J.S. Kranz, research in 2014. He said about white matter microstructure in transsexual, and apparently the transgender groups were at intermediate stage. Also, some experts say the hormone structure of transgender and cisgender are similar. So in my opinion, the transgender woman can be grouped in woman statistic, and pseudo the men's transgender can be grouped in men's statistic.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so there's another one saying, what suggestions do you have about increasing contribution of women in the mapping activity?
So
it would be better if we make them more specific, that is, tags that are specific to.
Sorry, I can hear you.
Oma patterns that are most. Oh, someone is asking about how can we increase contribution of women in mapping activities, according to you? And do you think it would be better if we have whole mapathons that are women specific to their needs, or we have more presets and tags that are for women?
Like I've said before, many women are less confident about their special skills. Like can be compared by the men.
Yeah, and I don't know whether this has been covered yet, but which part of the world does your research cover? Does it cover on the whole world, or it only covers your country? Hello? Hello?
Did we lose her?
Have you heard my question?
Zainab?
I think, Zainab, are you there?
Zainab? Looks like not. Kyle?
I think we may have lost her.
We may have lost her. All right. Well, hopefully there's been a lot of questions in the chat here, and I just want to say, over the last few years, we've run a number of sessions on gender and diversity inclusion, and this research around gender performance and trying to do even just from one country and then do it more globally is really exciting. And I just want to thank Zainab for the work that she's done. I'm sorry that she can't be here to hear us. We did try and cover a lot of the questions between Trudy and I, and I do see that there's a lot of dialogue there in the comments just around, like, how can we do more research on this? So our friends from CrowdMap in Tanzania are saying that. There's some comments about the methodology, which I do encourage you to contact Zainab about. It seems to me that, OpenStreetMap as a research agenda, people having research methodologies and sharing those best practices is really, really important. And that we do need to have more research in terms of that and more rigor and understanding how people map and why they map. And that's been a couple of themes today in terms of what makes it a map project like OpenStreetMap inclusive and diverse. And so this morning we heard from one colleague talking about how do we help the wider LGBTQI community in Philippines. Then we heard from Dewey talking about behavior and how people interact. And now we've heard from Zanib. And so each one of these conversations, I believe, shows a full arc. And I'm glad that our State of the Map friends have put together this program to kind of have this dialogue. So with that, maybe since Zanib is gone, I would encourage you to email her or contact her directly with questions. And she did promise that she'll put the slides on there. And Trudy, did you have any closing comments before I talk about the Diversity Inclusion Committee? Over to Trudy. Any comments about this session?
No, I do not have. I just want a lot of people to come for our session because we are trying, like last year we met and we talked about something. So we want to have a follow-up and also, different things that we all need your contribution.
Yeah, and I just want to thank, again, all the research that people have done and shared today about diversity and inclusion within OpenStreetMap. There's a lot of questions on all the pads, and I hope that we can kind of put them all together to be able to tell a story. But that story doesn't stop after State of the Map. It's an ongoing thing. So with that, there is a Diversity and Inclusion Special Committee. A mailing list, a note has been sent out to the mailing list. You can also find the wiki links that we put into the pad for you here. There are quite a few people who want to have this conversation. And so I'm not sure if there's a self-organized session about this today. I certainly have been online since 7:30 looking at this. So hopefully you do get a chance to look at that. But with that, I want to thank Zanib. I'm sorry that she had to go and that her internet connection went. And so that maybe we'll just end a little bit earlier with that, Kyle and Trudy, if that's okay. And Trudy, it's been a pleasure to co-host with you this morning. Oh, it looks like she might be back. Just to see if we can give her just an honor, just to honor her. Hi, welcome back, Zanib.
Hi. My signal is back.
Yeah, no, we were just asking if you had any closing comments or things that you'd like people to think about.
Okay.
Just some suggestions or comments on what you think people should think about in terms of this topic, because you've spent some time on this topic.
Sorry.
What suggestions do you have for people to do this kind of research? What kind of suggestions do you have for people? If somebody was to do this research in their country, what can they learn from you?
Maybe, but I just read the session path that maybe for the further research, we can learn about any gender, not just male and female, to know more about how the differences between the other genders.
Right. And so you used OSM CHA for this. So tell us a little bit more about how you use that.
We're using OSM CHA. I use like 10 samples each for the users. And from this data, from the 10 samples, I met their visual map and their critic notes, critic ways, and the object. And I met the footage in statistic data using by Excel.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, do you have any suggestions for people on this research? How can you improve it?
For the further research, they can use the more samples and the more participants, not only just the paid mappers dominant, but for the unpaid mappers that's really volunteer, because the OpenStreetMap is using by a public, not just by the paid mappers.
Right. So OpenStreetMap is complex and beautiful. Wonderful. Well, Zanib, thank you so much for your research. How can people find you? Are you on Twitter or Facebook? Could they find you there? Or you said that you're going to write a diary entry about this, just in case people want to ask you questions. How can people reach you? Oh, I think she froze again. Trudy, it looks like she's frozen again. So with that, I'm Heather Leeson. It's been a pleasure to introduce to to talk with Zanib today and with Trudy. You can find us all online and looking forward to having more conversations about the future of OpenStreetMap and about gender diversity and inclusion. Trudy, any last thoughts? I think Zanib is back to you. Just a closing sentence from each of you would be great.
Yeah, I just want to see how best the different research can be integrated together. It would be very interesting to see, like, if all the heads can be put together to come up with one thing. I think that will also be very helpful for the community.
Wonderful. Yeah, I do think that there's some similarities for that. And I think we lost Zanib again. My kingdom for solid internet for people. Zanib, are you there? Just checking one more time so that you can say thank you and goodbye. Zanib, can you hear us?
Yeah, thank you for releasing this research, but I hope this can be used for everyone, and I hope many women can have more confidence to using OSM mapping and being contributor.
Well, you are a leader, and you're showing us how if confidence happens, you can put good research together. So thank you so much, Zanib, for your work on this. Mm-hmm. And we together will make OpenStreetMap diverse and inclusive for everybody. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And thanks again to our technical team. And Zanib, for staying up so late. I know it's late for you in Indonesia. And thanks, everybody. And again, there'll be another talk. There's more talks all day. And don't forget that there are many talks that happened yesterday. I got up early and watched those talks. And I just want to say thanks again to the tech team for making it possible for us to have a virtual state of the map. Everybody have a good morning and good afternoon and good evening. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.